American Christians give of themselves during their Thanksgiving. A ministry doubles its impact through pastoral and stewardship training. And we'll share with you a few thoughts from some of our listeners on this American holiday. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's Thanksgiving Day in the United States. It's a holiday focused on thanking God for His blessings. It's a time of gathering with family and friends, typically around a turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Unfortunately for 3.5 million people who experience homelessness each year in the U.S., they won't be able to. They'll get their meals at places like Rescue Missions. Mel Trotter Ministries, located in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is just one inner-city ministry that'll be hosting a dinner today, says President Chico Daniels.
We're looking again to feed over 2,000 on Thanksgiving Day, and so we're going to feed them like princes and kings and queens on Thanksgiving Day at DeVos Place.
Hundreds of Christians are volunteering to serve, hoping to share Christ as they do. Because of the recession, Daniel says the needs have been great all year.
We're serving about 4,000, close to 4,000 hot meals a week, and about 130 to 40 families from the community at large who are coming for weekly food boxes.
Michigan is one of the highest unemployment rates in the United States, which is blamed for a 36% drop in donations. Pray for the ministry as they just went through a right-sizing. Pray the staff won't get burned out during the holidays. Next, a $200,000 matching grant will help train hundreds of pastors through Global Advance. Former Ministry President David Shibley says pastoral training is imperative for the thousands of church leaders who never get formal training.
Still, only about 5%, perhaps as high as 8% of pastoral leaders around the world have the privilege of formal training for ministry, and the rest are just out there slugging it out the best they know. And that's where the Ministry of Global Advance comes in, to go on site to them, to put a vision in their hearts and tools in their hands. And the wonderful participants that I interacted with simply affirmed to me once again how very needed this ministry is for the years ahead.
Right now, when you give to Global Advance to fund this important training, your dollars will be doubled.
Typically about $75 per pastor per conference. And so roughly about $75 per pastor. Of course, that varies from nation to nation. But now, with a gift of $75, two pastors can be sponsored to one of our Global Advance training events, a Frontline Shepherds Conference, instead of just one, for the same $75 investment.
Pray about your role and learn more at our website.
Those who want to invest in a Thanksgiving offering to the Lord, that the gospel has reached them, this is a great way and a great time to do exactly that.
And finally, Thanksgiving is being celebrated in the U.S. As we close our broadcast today, earlier this week, we asked our listeners and readers what they're thankful for as it relates to missions.
I am so thankful for the opportunity to see firsthand Fred and Juliet, a young couple in the village of Kamankole, Uganda, pray to receive Christ. And I'm thankful for the bond of believers all over the world.
I'm thankful that God's word is going out through rural radio like TWR and HCJB. I'm thankful for Wycliffe and JARS and for those who print scripture.
I am thankful to God for your email newsletter. It's important to remain up to date when it relates to mission.
We at the Middle East Christian Outreach are thankful that God hasn't given up on the Middle East and are grateful that there are an increasing number of young people today who haven't either.
At Shepherd's Ministries, we're thankful to partner with Mission Network News to share about all that God is doing in reaching people with intellectual disabilities and their families with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles, Brother Andrew's God Smuggler. It'll not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler, call 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.